Whenever you see that, it's on $1 for an hour. It's an hour of edition, a film edition. And it's from the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. Last one in line. Rap. Rav Nachman Yaakov, Amar, Rav Nachman Yaakov said, Amro Haveli Giti. Now, let's get a couple of, you know, actually it'll be easier if I get the ground rules straight with you guys before we begin. There are two types of emissaries for Gittin, which are then further subdivided. There's a Shliach Lo'olacha and Shliach Lo'kabbalah. A Shliach Lo'olacha is a Shliach who brings the get on behalf of the husband somewhere. A Shliach Lo'kabbalah is the Shliach, the agent who receives the get on behalf of the wife. A Shliach Lo'olacha, of course, represents the husband, and therefore, as long it would seem, as long as the husband, as long as he has delivered the get, the husband can revoke the shlichus. Okay, he can say, "You're no longer my agent," renounce the shlichus, and the get is null and void, or rather, at least the shlichus is null and void. And therefore, the shlich has no authority to give the get. He's no longer the agent representing the husband. However, Shliach Lekabola represents the wife. So while the wife can negate the Shliach Lekabola, the moment the get reaches the hands of the Shliach Lekabola, since he represents the wife, the get is valid. And then the husband can no longer renege on the get. Despite the fact the woman herself has not yet received it, when her agent, the Shliach Lekabola, the Shliach for receiving the get, receives it, at that point the divorce is finalized immediately. Okay. Now the question is, there are several questions we're going to discuss. One of them is, if the woman appoints a shliach kabbala, how does the husband reverse change that and make the shliach into a shliach leholacha, which of course is to his advantage, so the get doesn't take effect until it actually reaches the hand of the woman in that case. Also, can a woman cook appoint the shliach lehava, a shliach to bring her a get, but not that the get will be effective immediately at the moment that the shliach receives it, or rather that the get will only take effect the moment it actually reaches the hands of the woman. Is there such a concept as well? Okay? Those are several of the issues we're going to discuss. So it says, Rav Nachman Yaakov Amar, Rav Nachman Yaakov said, Amar Haveli Giti, she said, bring me my get. Okay? So Have is not usually a language of Kabbalah, but it does mean to accept the get, but rather to bring me the get, which means it would seem that she wants the get only to take effect when it actually reaches her hands, right? Baruch v'amar lo. Now the thing is, he muffed up. He said the shliach intentionally, unintentionally went and said to the husband, Ishtecha amra, your wife said, Hiskaba li giti. Your wife said to me that I should accept the get, not just bring her the get. So if it's bring the get is only effective when it reaches the wife. If it's accept the get would be effective immediately upon the receipt of the shaliach. So the shliach misled, again, either intentionally or unintentionally, the husband. So again, he went and said, Ishtecha amra yiskabli giti, your wife said, accept my get. Afalpi yishigia get liyada, even though the get actually reaches her hands, ain't no get. There is a actual segment in which the get is not in the hands of a shliach, and that's a big no-no. A get can never be in the hands of an individual who's not authorized to deal with it. Now, that doesn't mean you can't put a get down in your house in a drawer. What it means is that there's a time at which the get has left the jurisdiction of an individual who's entitled to have, has authority over it. Because the husband thought he was giving to a shliach lekabbalah, so he didn't appoint the guy a shliach. On the other hand, the shliach did not accept it on the basis of the shlichus which the wife imparted to him, because he didn't say it was a shliach la'ava, he said it was a shliach kabbalah. So therefore, the husband's validity terminates, the husband's authority terminates when he gave the get over to the shliach. The shliach's authority does not exist, because he wasn't authorized to act as a shliach la'kabbalah. So therefore, at that point in time, the get is a nullity. it's null and void, and it can never be resurrected again. Okay? Why is that? Because the husband was on the assumption when he was giving to get to the shliach, then the wife is getting divorced. She only is divorced, however, in this case, not when the peer when it gets to shliach, when it gets to her. Hey, a woman who said, "Accept me my get." And you'll get and then it's missing here, but it's and then the shliach goes and says to the husband, "I was appointed shliach to bring the get, not to accept the get." So ain't a get that she agia get liyada. It's not a get until it reaches her hands. So, but now he has Ravuna Bechias question me. Ata feel he agia get liyada. Ain't a get. It should not be a get in that case at all. Again, for the same reason, she's for she miscarriage me das her shliach, right? She thought she's getting divorced at the point that the shliach accepts the get, because she appointed him a shliach to accept the get. Via I miscarriage telling me daito. Yet in that case, it's not going to work because, in fact, in that case, the shliach when he went to the husband only accepted upon himself to be a shliach holocha, shliach hava, not a shliach kabbalah. So therefore, there should be a time lag in the middle here as well. So it's more, it's not comparable. This is a case. This is a case where the husband knows the halacha, not necessarily because of the Talmud Chochem, but because he thinks actually that this is not a valid shliach. So therefore, shliach kabbal. Because the guy said he's not a valid shliach kabbal. So if it says, he's kabel uschei beholech, he says to the guy, take it, which is lav dafke, it doesn't mean accept it, but rather acquire it as a shliach halacha. So therefore, in fact, here, since the husband was under the impression this guy is supposed to be a shliach havo, shliach holocha, meaning that the get should not be a valid get until reaching the hands of the woman, so therefore he appointed the shliach as such, and therefore there's no lag in which the shliach, the get, is in the hands of somebody who cannot act as a shliach for a get. Is that clear? Is that clear? Dashiell? More or less? See, the husband overrode. In this case, he's always entitled to override. But in this case, he overrode and saved the shlichus, because had he not overridden it, so there would be a lag between the shliach who's accepting the get and the actual effectiveness of the get when it reaches the hands of the wife. But in this case, the husband, since the shliach misrepresented himself and said he wasn't a shliach to accept the get, but only a shliach to bring the get, and the husband confirmed that shliach, so in essence, the shliach becomes a shliach holocha. That's what the Yerushalmi is actually saying, the husband does not make him a shliach havah. Had he made him a shliach havah, you know, except that he's a shliach havah, that might not work. But either because there is no such concept as a shliach havah, which is a big question, is there really such a concept? Or because he knew that there might be something fishy here, in other words, he overrode his being a shliach havah and made a shliach kabbalah and made him a shliach halacha.
If he doesn't override that, then there's a problem with Mamzeret.
Well, of course.
She thinks she's divorced when she's really not.
Of course. Well, it's only assuming she got remarried in the meantime, right? Wow. Yeah.
In the first case, it's no problem, but in that second case, he has to override, otherwise it's really a problem with marriage.
Why would there be no problem in the first case? It's also a problem.
In the first case,
she thinks she's divorced.
No, she thinks she's not divorced.
No, she thinks she is divorced eventually. She doesn't need to get his parcel. Anytime you make to get parcel, it's going to be a problem. Eventually, she's going to be divorced, sure. Okay, that's always going to be a problem.
I thought she thought in the first case that she's not divorced until she receives the get.
Yeah, we're saying both cases is not a get. We're not saying. The first case said it's not a get altogether. She won't necessarily know that, right? Second case said it's a get when it reaches her hands, you know, at that point, as long as she's old. So it is could still be a problem, I'm saying, if she got married before him, before the get reached her hands. Okay. It says that we learned the following case. Ketana Shor Miskabli Giti. A Ketana who says she's a minor who appoints a Shliach for Kabbalah. Eno get that she agia get liyoda. It's not a get until it reaches her hands, because she doesn't have the authority to appoint the shliach kabbalah. She's a minor. Minors can't appoint shluchim. Me'at of etzkes afilu higia get liyoda. Eno get. Even the get reaches her hands, it shouldn't be a valid get. Why is a get when it reaches her hands? It should, even reaches her hands, it should be a get. Now, let's change the next three words. Instead of shu yisvur shema, should be shu savor. Because here, the das or shliachim is kareshes. Because the husband doesn't know that the minor doesn't have a shliach. So he thinks he's divorcing her with the intent of the shliach. Being a miskareshes on midayim. In reality, she's only getting divorced on her own cognizance, right? So therefore, there's a time lag, again, when the shliach, which the husband sees the shliach kabbalah, in reality is on nothing, is taking the get. So that lag should render the get unfit. So Sezmar also here, we're talking about a case, b'yodesh ein ha-katan oisa shliach. We're talking about a case where the husband knows he's not that big a moron. He knows that his wife is a ktana, she's a minor, she can't make a shliach, so therefore he makes this, well, man, a shliach kabbalah, a shliach olocha, right? Shliach on his behalf. Rabbi Zira, boy, Rabbi Zira asked, Ad kedun, b'sham rave li, v'oy, until now we've spoken about, and I understand the case, b'sham ra, when she says, have li, bring it to me, v'amar lo, and he says, he's kabbali. And the shliach actually, the woman says, bring me my get, and the shliach says, she said, accept from me the get. And we said, that's no good, right? Because there's a lag, since, he had no authority to be a shliach kabbalah, even though he presented himself as such. Ashkech, Amra Yiskabel, Yiskabeli. What if she said Yiskabeli? Vua Marlo Haveli. And he said, "What's that?" Until now, we saw that she said, "Be a shliach halacha." Right. I'm sorry, I lost it for a second. She said, "Bring it to me," and he actually said, "Accept to the husband." I was the shliach made to accept it. So then, that's no good, because there's a lag, right? What about Amra Yiskabeli? What if she said, "Accept it from me"? And he said, Haveli, bring it for me. That's what he said. That's what he told the husband, that your wife said, bring me the get. So Ashkach Tani. So we found a brisa which said, in both of these cases, which argues obviously what we said previously, that Harez a get, the get is a valid get, no matter what. What's interesting, brisa actually holds that where we have a void, where we don't know exactly which shlichus should devolve, what devolves automatically is a shlichus halacha. And therefore, as long as the husband gives the get to a shlich, even if he thought the shlich was a shlich kabbalah, this price holds, even since he wasn't able to be a shlich kabbalah, he defaults down to a shlich halacha, to a shlich to bring the get, and therefore the husband can cancel the get anytime he wants. Which is a very big chiddush, but there is such a price on it. Because he didn't, the husband didn't know that. He told the husband, "I'm a shliach hava."
Well, we don't even care what he knows or doesn't know. The fact of the matter is,
no, because the husband's das is primary in getting. So he gave the shliach the get on the assumption he's a shliach halacha or hava, whichever one. Same idea. We're equating the two. No, then it wouldn't be Rotel Achzir Achzir.
No, Rotel
Achzir Achzir means to be, well, as long as the shliach has the get, the husband can renege on the deal. That was a mistake then, if I said that. The default sounds the shliach ka'olocha. Yes.
When
so that's.
And
there's a misrepresentation of the shlichos. That's what this price says. So actually, it's a very big kula. It's a leniency because it comes out the misrepresentation doesn't cancel, but rather defaults down to the lowest possible case of shlichos, which is case of shliach halacha. That's what we're saying here. Okay? Rabbi Shem Rav said, Ein Isha, it's amazing, Kalach, basically, which is also in the Bible, although I didn't remember it from there. Rabbi Shem Rav says, Ein Isha, Oysev Shliach, Kabel, Gita, Mishlucha, Shabawa. A woman cannot make a Shliach to accept the get from her husband Shliach. Now, it seems like this is kind of a sexist thing, that the reason why she can't do it is because the husband is going to be embarrassed at the chutzpah that his wife won't accept the get personally from a shliach, or something like that. That's so someone brings it down here. I think Corbin Ada.
It's like in the business lunch. You have my people call you.
Yeah, so that's degrading. Who brings it down? Today Moshe says it. The Baal is mocked because of his bizoyon, that she doesn't want to accept the get herself. So in any event, so says the Gemara, Ene isha oser shleil kabel shgita mishluch shabala. Shmuel shama minei, Shmuel heard from him. The law saw basrei, and law saw, literally means he swallowed it, but here means he repeated it after him, such a big chiddush, aboim zimne, 40 times. So that's more, wait a minute. Vatina, do we learn in a braiso, or a mishnah? I think it's a braiso. Vinasa biyado, put the get into her hand. That's the pasuk in the Torah. And the other biyado, I only know that you give the get to her hand. Vinay biyad shlucho, I know that you can do it through his agent or her agent. And mishlucho lishlucho, and from his agent to her agent. And mishlucho lishlucho as well. From her agent, this agent, nobody understands exactly what that means. The way the Shai Torah Tzitzom explains it means that doesn't matter if his appointment of the Shliach preceded, or of his Shliach was preceded, or her appointment of her Shliach preceded. So then if Ephraim changes it, he says, should be, like the first line is Mishlucho Lishlucho, which means his agent give her agent. The second line means mishlucho. It should be not mishlucho lishlucho, but her agent his agent, because there's no such transaction. But rather mishlucho lishlucho, that one of his agents can make another agent. Okay, so you can have multiple agencies, right? Somebody gives a get to another guy to another guy. So now I know this all works. Talmud Lomar Vinasa. It says multiple times Vinasam, so each time represents the Shlichus. So if that's the case, how can you say, Rav, that one Shliach can't give the, his Shliach doesn't give her Shliach the get, or it's not valid in that case? Matani Yevshi, who's the one who says it's not possible? You can't give a get from Shliach to Shliach. Rebbe. It's Rebbe. The Tani we learned, Armei Skabali Giti, if a woman said, except for me, my get. V'holach, that's what she said to the shliach. V'holach v'amar lo, and he went and told the husband, Ishtucha amra, your wife said, Iskabli giti. Yeah, which is right. He didn't lie to the shliach. Helach. But the husband himself said, Halach, right? What does halach mean? So that's going to be an issue here. Holichu lavanasula. If he brought the get and gave it to her, zachala, she said the get is valid, and she acquires the get. Miskabala, she has received the get. So just fortifying the expression. Imotalach to lo yachzir. But not only that, if he wants to renege after he gave the get to Shliach, he may not renege. Divrei Rebbe. Okay, so Rebbe said that if he represented so Shliach Kabbalah, and the husband used one of these languages, Halach law or Lichu law, you know, I translated before wrong, or Nosula is another language. Nosula, Zachala, I guess it's another language he chooses. And these languages, then he's accepting her shlichus, and he can't renege on the deal because he's not a shlich halach. It's a shlich kabbalah. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Nosson Omer, if he said holichu la, or nosno la, or zocho, I went back. Nosno, imrot halach to yachzir. he can renege on the deal. It's not true. Why? Because those are not languages of assent to the shlichus as presented by the woman, as presented by the shlich, but those are languages of disagreement and disavowal, saying, I don't agree to what you say. So actually, it's a little bit choppy, this price, especially because I was choppy in saying it. But the question is, when he says, I was appointed shlich kabbalah, and he was appointed shlich kabbalah, and that's what the shlich says. And the husband then says, take it to her, bring it to her, right? Which the language of halacha, hey lechla, holikula, is he undermine the shlich and say, no, you can't be the shlich kabbalah, you have to be my shlich lo-locha? Or is he accepting the shlich and saying, yes, take it to her as you have just stated? Right? So that's machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson. Okay? So Rebbe says he's accepting the shlich, and therefore he can't renege on the deal. Rebbe Nosson says he's not accepting the shlich, right?
What's the difference in the lasha between halach and holy?
There is no difference. Both of them won't work. I mean, both of them will be the subject of machlokas.
Yeah.
They're both the subject of machlokas. Okay?
Well,
so, yeah, we're going to get to that. No, he doesn't. You mean he wants to reverse? Oh, have her receive? Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, according to Rabbi Nosson, anyway, you're asking according to Rabbi. So, says the Gemara. Rabbi Omer says, "Bekulam lo yachzir." In no way here answers your question, Dashiell. No way does he have permission to renege on the shlichus. Meaning, in no way does he reverse the agency's agency and make him a shlich lo locha. Until he says, it's not possible for you to accept it for her. Rather, bring it to her as my shliach. So he has the current Rebbe, he can't pull any punches, he has to explicitly EF she.
He's usurping
a shliach. Right.
He can do that?
Oh, yeah. You can just say, you know, your shliach is not void, I make, because he's the master of the get process. The kasha of the Rebbe, you have difficult on Rebbe. Halach min diburi. What about if the guy says, to take it according to my say so? So that's what the husband says. In that case, at least, if he wants to renege, he should be allowed to renege, and she should be a shliach halacha. And vice versa, kasha Rebbe Nosson. Well, that's difficult. Rabbi Nosson was it? Rabbi Nosson say if the husband said, "Halach dibura, take according to her the directives." In that case, could he possibly take it back? Obviously, he should be bound by the shlichos. So what are the parameters? What are the boundary lines? Rav Huna Amar. So Rav Huna says a novel thing. He actually says, "Nase shlucha ushlucha." He says that in a case where he said an ambiguous language, halach min dibura, halach min dibura, he didn't say efshi, he didn't say kabela, so in that case, actually, he becomes the shliach and shlucha. Both the shliach of the husband and the shliach of the wife. Now that is very strange, right? What does that mean? So says Mar, don't worry. We're not saying anything which is going to be helpful to you. Let's make that clear. That's not our job. We are Amaroi. I say Mar, Kolecha Domar Shlucha Shlucha. Wherever we say such a strange language that it's her shliach, his shliach, and his shliach, what does it mean? Mugreshes, bein mugreshes. Mugreshes, bein mugreshes means divorce and not divorce, which means it is a suffix. A suffix, not a washout, a suffix. So we don't know in this case what to do. It's mamish a toss-up. He said, he didn't say efshi, right? He said, halach kidiburo, halach kidibura, right? So in that case, or Helke Diburi, or Helke Dibura, I'm sorry. So these languages, we don't know what to do with them with Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson, so therefore we simply don't know how to resolve the shlichus.
So now, when both sides are using the same lawyer, they're usually not a good thing to do.
Yeah,
each side.
You're supposed to have your own lawyer, that's right. So, yeah. So actually, all this was to come around to the position that where his shliach gives to her shliach, it's not the divorce is not valid, right? I mean, we said before that you shouldn't give one shliach to another shliach. So we're trying to say, paying a parallel to that case over here, I'm not sure exactly what the parallel is, but we're saying the parallel is a case where we say we have a case where somebody comes shlucho and shlucha, that's a parallel case where we say Megureshes Vein Megureshes, so to where it's his shliach giving to her shliach, so somehow it's not a valid, it's a suffix erushin. I don't know, it's not clear to me exactly how we're making such a transition in comparison, but that's what Gemara seems to be doing. Be that as it may, Am Rabbi Chagai Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Chagai said for Rabbi Yossi, he wanted to say like this. Well, it's a very interesting comparison. Vasa Ilim Plukta, the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson should be going like the following Machlokas, which is, the same thing we learned over there, a very famous Machlokas. Hayamadari Mishal Iske Gita Vikidushel. You are talking with a woman about a get or a Kiddushin. Whichever one, maybe both, who knows? Okay? She left there. Okay, maybe scared away. So says Mara, what? Yeah. Or maybe he's talking about Kiddushin. I told you about divorce and marriage issues. Venosla Gita Kiddushin, and you give her again her Kiddushin. Flo Pirish, and he said, gave it silently. He didn't say, this is your get, this is your Kiddushin. Rabbi Yisimer Dio, Rabbi Yosef says, that suffices. Right. It's a valid get or valid kiddushin, depending on the scenario. Pick one. You don't have need explicit expression. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzavavarish, you have to specify what you're giving. Let's say Vaasi the Rabbi Krabiosi. Rabbi is going to Krabiosi, and therefore we assume that anything is given on the prior conversation, unless there's some explicit contradiction. If Rabbi Nosson is going to Rabbi Yehuda, on the contrary, we assume the prior conversation is no longer up for discussion, and therefore we assume as the husband usurps the shliachus and makes the woman the shliach, so to hear the get or kiddushin given later on is not necessarily going on the base of the prior conversation, which is a wild and woolly comparison which Yerushalmi is making here. Says Marmalay said, "Vat ma biyadok." What did you hear about the comparison? Darim Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chia, Barovin, other Batachli, Vashem Rabbi Yosha said, "Ma pligin no." He said it's not a comparison. Ma pligin b'sheif ligu atzmam liyonos acherim. They're talking about Machlokas where they started talking about something else. But nevertheless, you know, it wasn't too long ago they talked about getting kiddushin. So Rabbi Yosha says you don't have to be explicit. The Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be explicit. But if you're still involved in the same conversation, everybody agrees to the get even without specification. But here, I feel asukim also inyan by the shlichus issue. Even though the wife shlich just finished saying something, nevertheless, it's a machlokas whether when the husband reacts, he's still reacting on his own terms or on the wife's shlichus terms. Okay? Now, that all was pretty interesting, but actually all the most interesting part for tonight is actually the next Gemara. And all the Achraim go crazy about this Gemara. Have all the Achraim, Lumdus-wise, a very cool Gemara. Rabbi Zira boy kumi raimana. Rabbi Zira asked for raimana, just a short Gemara. He said, Afli imatana kain, what do we say about a gift? Are the most shlich, lekabel, dover, shen, shlo? Can I say, you know, I'm convinced that Yanko wants to give me a gift. I have no actual prior knowledge of it, but I know Yanko won't. I know Yanko. He wants to give me a gift. Be my shliach to accept the gift for me. Is there such a thing? Can I appoint the shliach kabbalah to get a gift? So, what's the Mar's question? Well, it's there.
No, you don't know if Yaakov wants to give.
Okay, but it's not Davar Shel Bo'al Olam. The gift is there.
It is there. No worse than something about Davar Shel Bo'al Olam. This person on his own.
You don't really want to say that.
Why not?
Because you'd be wrong.
Not the first time in my life.
But let's see how the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, very lumdish Gemara. Armalei said no. Tamon over there by Get, Hatar ziches osab madgita. The Torah is mezakah her in the Get. The Get will belong to her. The Get is something which has to do with being a wife. It doesn't belong to her monetarily, but it's because of which it belongs to being a wife. The right to accept kitten is a right built into marriages. Right? The moment you get married, you're just progressing towards divorce. V'hiyo says shliach l'kavo dover. Yeah. V'hiyo says, well, that's a good special emphasis to these remarks. V'hiyo says shliach, and she makes the shliach l'kavo dover shushalot to accept something which is hers. Isoch meima to matona by gift, you say the same thing. Can a person make a shliach to accept something which is not his? So I'm, as I can say, you can very see in the blog, it's in Yerushalayim, it's called Machon Ephraim, the Ribbaz is very long, it's very long, or Sameach. A gazillion people speak about this, but you saw the Yerushalmi has. Yerushalmi holds, you can't make a shliach to accept a gift, because the gift is something which you have no affinity to. It's either yours or not yours. And it's not the same thing as Zachon Olam Shalom Afonav. In Zachon Olam Shalom Afonav, it's not that the shliach, the person, the third party, I give a third party something, they say, I makne it to you that you should make a kinyan on behalf of the third party, right? On behalf of somebody else. That's Zachon Olam Shalom Afonav. But by shlichus, it's not like that. Shlichus, I want it, when I give it to you, the recipient wants to say, when it comes to you, it should be as if it came to me. Now, what's the difference? By Zachon Olam Shalom Afonav, the makne, who's possessing it now, he appoints the individual to whom he's giving it to act as proxy for the third party. Who has the object now? The makne. He can appoint the proxy. But in the case of shlichus, who's appointing the proxy? The koine, the guy who wants to acquire it. He has no rights over the object. How can he appoint a proxy over the object? You don't like it, do you?
You know what? The problem is...
Yes.
Well, let me say it again. The case is... Let's say I want to be makna this watch to a third party, right? So now, since I'm the owner of the watch, I have rights to start allocating this watch to wherever I want.
So the situation is, I find out.
So I
want to give it to me as a gift.
No, you don't have to know about that. If I'm the seller, I can say to a third party, you acquire this watch on behalf of Dashiell, even though Dashiell is not aware of the transaction. See, I can appoint the proxy, because I'm right now in master of the ceremony, right? But you can't say to a third party, you know, Reuven, you be my shliach to accept the watch on my behalf. You have no authority over the watch to pass to your shliach. Let me say it a bit better. Agency is a matter of issue of delegating authority. I have no authority to accept a gift. I have an authority to accept a get. That's a unique quality of being a wife, that she has the authority to accept a get.
Even if you made like a verbal declaration saying, I will give this to Dashiell.
Who's I? The shliach?
You said
the agent or no, of course that'll work. But then I'm making the guy the proxy. You can't make him your proxy, only I can make him your proxy.
Well, if you say that, I find out that you made this verbal declaration, I can then send someone over and pick it up.
You can. But unless you can send anybody to pick it up, but it won't become yours just because he picked it up. Only if I assent to his acting on your behalf.
Oh.
Okay. Now, Rev Mayor, what do you want to complain about?
Thinking about the notion of a lost mitzvah, lost object,
yeah,
which comes into your possession.
Yes.
Can you appoint a shliach to acquire a mitzvah?
No.
It's just the same kind of issue.
Right. You can hire a poel to go and look for mitzvahs for you. But that's it's because he's your worker, not because he's your shliach. Your employee.
Can you have your chutzner acquire a mitzvah?
Absolutely.
But aren't workers agents?
What?
Aren't your employees agents in this
region? No, they're not your agents. They may have power of attorney, but usually they're not your agents. You can hire a worker specifically to find things for you. But that becomes his job. But he's not your agent. And when he picks it up, he has to pick it up with the intent to give it to you. When he picks it up, it doesn't automatically. There's no mechanism in Shas for when I find something to pick it up and pick it up. That since I'm somebody's agent, it automatically becomes as individuals. What I can do is I can pick it up with the intent to acquire for that person. That's called magbiyah mitzil chaveru. That's. But then I'm making, especially when I make the kinyan, I'm making it on his behalf, not because I'm an agent, but rather because I am now acting independently for his benefit. What? Practical difference would be whether the makna, the person who's giving the watch, me, could renege until it reaches your hands. Okay, that would be the practical difference. You still want to say something?
I'm missing something. I know there's some logical flaw that just doesn't make sense.
What?
And I just can't.
Okay.
What about the case where there's an orderless object? Then there's no question of remaining. What about having a shliach to pick that up?
There's no such thing.
Well, why? What's the difference between that?
There's no shliach for that. I have no authority over that object.
Well, what's the difference? If you have an employee go out and get it for you,
yeah,
you can't keep it. I mean, it's...
Sure, you can keep it. I'm paying him to be coned for me.
If he keeps it, he's stealing
it. only when he picked it up. Only when he picked it up, he had in mind to pick it up on my behalf. To make that acquisition on my behalf.
You have no claim over the object.
I can sue him. I can ask him to return his wages. Because I hired him to pick up materials for me, and he didn't. But I can only sue him for his wages. I can't sue him for the object. Is that problematic in American law? Would that be true? I don't know if that's true. The only reason American law...
You hire an employee to pick up
stuff.
Keeps the stuff.
You can only sue him for being negligent. You can't sue him for not picking up the stuff because that belongs to you. You can sue him for goofing off on the job.
No, you have a cashier who is supposed to accept the money from cashier.
Oh, come on, but that's...
That's
a thief.
And he takes it? Yes, those things are the same thing.
That's not a thief.
If you say your job is to go out and pick up, this money that's lying...
Which belongs to nobody. It didn't belong to the person who sent me to do it. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's not a case of the cashier. The cashier, I gave away that person's object in the store, and whatever I was selling, I gave away the cup of coffee without charging money for it. I stole the cup of coffee from my employer. But here I didn't steal anything from my employer. I just didn't make as much money from my employer as I could have.
He's sending him out to pick up a hefty object.
So?
And instead of...
He did a lousy job.
And giving it back to the boss, he's keeping it for himself.
Right, so?
So that's...
he wasn't doing his job. It's not theft. It's not theft. Come on, it's not theft.
Well, the analogies to corporations, something called corporate opportunity.
Yeah.
That is, if something furthers the business of a corporation, and an employee on his own decides to take advantage of that opportunity,
yeah,
you could be sued by the corporation.
Okay, but that's obviously a very big chiddush. Yeah. Because what it means is that... I take back. But that's not the same thing. That just means because you were negligent in your obligation to further the benefit of the company.
Not really negligent. It's because on the civil side, it's basically you're stealing this from the employer, from the corporation, from the employer, because it should have gone to them. And that's your job.
Why should have gone to them?
I say you wouldn't
have
known
about it. Because that's what the business is
doing. What?
They're in the business of getting these kinds of objects. And you were hired to do that. Same thing.
Suppose you're a buyer for a department store. And on the side, while you're buying, you buy for yourself.
With the department store's money?
No! But on company time.
I mean, you buy something that the corporation or the company would be interested in buying.
Yes.
You buy it for yourself.
It's improper, but that's not. It's unconscionable. But I don't know if it's actionable. I don't see. The only reason why it should be illegal is because I'm using company time to further my own goals.
And you're depriving
somebody. But you're depriving your. Yeah.
That's minyas revach. I'm preventing them from making a profit, but I'm not causing them a loss.
You're not causing them a loss.
Yeah.
Minyas Revach is an actionable
offense. Yeah, but only because much less. If I prevent somebody from making a profit, I'm much less liable than if I actually cause somebody a loss. I mean, I don't remember what the parameters are. But it's Dina de Garmi, you know, indirect loss, that's what it comes out to. I'm not sure I got up to before. Let me read quickly from before. So, Karm Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to go back from Karm Rabbi Yossi. Karm Rabbi Yossi, Yaakov, it's after Amrila, Hein Tzedek, Hein Tzedek. So, what about that? That's be true. Amrila, Bishosh, Amrila, Hein Tzedek, when he said it, you meant it truly. Amrila, get Lishni. Now, again, according to the Karman Eda, the issue is he left out the Lamed. According to the Pnei Moshe, the issue is that he reversed what he said by saying, get Bitov. And he went and gave it to her, and he'll get, because according to Kormay, left out the Lamed, according to Pemosha, because he reversed himself by saying, get Bito, get Achoso. Vice when about case, Tova Shliach, the Shliach demanded to get again, and he gave, the Shliach said the proper lotion. Vramala said, Tengetlishto, Amrlo Hela Getlishti, and he said, Hela Getlishti, again, Korbe Moshe stresses that there is no Lamed, according to Korbe Eda, stresses that there is no Lamed, according to Pnei Moshe stresses that afterwards he said, gibberish, get Bito, get Achoso, Vaalach Nasson, he gave it to our raise get, we assume he's going line the lines of Shliach. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Rabbi Yamashem, Rabbi Shem, he said, Zudi Vere Rabbi, all this is the position of Rabbi. Chachamim say, "Bomeres yeheli biyotcha." Chachamim say he's got to say yeheli biyotcha. The question is, who exactly is saying this? The Kvnei Moshe says that she has to say yeheli biyotcha. In other words, if she didn't say yeheli biyotcha, the husband counteracts the shlichus by saying. However, once she says Yehei biyotcha, she said that to the shliach, then the shliach becomes a firm shlichus, which is very difficult for the husband to cancel. According to the Karban Eda, means the exact opposite. He said that if he doesn't say to his wife, doesn't say to the shliach Yehei biyotcha, then it's not. I'm sorry.
One second.
Yeah, according to Karban Eda means any time he doesn't say a lamed, then as if he's saying to the shliach, let this be for you in my hands as a pikadon, but not as a get. So this line means exact, almost opposite things according to Korban Eid and Pnei Moshe. Let me repeat it again. According to Korban Eid and Pnei Moshe, it says, Chormi bo meres yeli biyotcha, means if the woman says to the shliach, the get should be a get for me in your hands. So that makes him shliach kabbalah. And the husband cannot undermine that shlichus unless he says explicitly something to undermine the shlichus. Now, truth is that Rebbe really said something similar before, so I'm not sure exactly how to square it away with Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Nelson before. Because Rebbe over there before, unless you say efshi, means you can't undermine the shlichus of the woman, right? And here it seems like Chachamim are the ones who say, unless you say efshi, you can't undermine the shlichus of the woman. But that's the way the Pnei Moshe learns. So Chachamim are the ones who say that once she says Heli biyotcha, then it's very difficult to undermine her shlichus unless he explicitly counteracts the shlichus. The way the Korban Eid again learns it means, unless the husband says a lamed, it's as if he's saying to the shliach, don't take it to her, but safeguard it for her. Amar Chinna Chinna said, Halacha Krama Gamliel. The halacha Gamliel that when it says in our Mishnah, when a woman says, Tol Giti, take my get for me, that's considered also be Shliach Kabbalah. She doesn't just have to say Kabbali, but Toli also works the same way. Okay? Amra Yechina Yechina said, Halacha Krama Gamliel, Visha Amra Lo, but she's got to say Shliach Toli, either take it for me, or Yehei, and the word Li has got to be there. Yehei Li Biyotcha. Why does she have to say Li? Because that means it's for me once you take it. Now, the Pnei Moshe would have said, learned to tell one and say it, and said she has to say, Toli Yehei Li Biyotcha. That's very, very difficult, though. So the Pnei Moshe holds it as not enough to, has to say their whole line. And the Amud Yerushalayim Rambam says, there's no source, but nobody else said that before or after the Pnei Moshe. So we assume that it's two separate possible statements. And the critical component of the statement is word li. That makes the guy shliach l'kabbalah. Chad by nashol get li to say, a certain person sent to get to his wife. Amra late. Yeah, she said to her shliach, "Yehali biyotcha." That language. Let it be a get for me in your hands. Now, this is pretty much not a Korban Eid before. The Korban Eid said before that "Yehali biyotcha," the statement which is made by the husband to the shliach, to tell the shliach, it should only be a pikadon, not a get. Anytime you don't use a lamed, it's as if you say that. But from this phrase and more here, you can see clearly it's the woman who's saying this. So that means that this language is a language used by the woman to make her shliach kabbalah, not a language used by the man to say don't give it, but a language used by the woman to make her shliach kabbalah. So asa uvda kum rabbi, Rav Amari says, if the husband gave the get to the shliach on that basis, he can't renege because that's taka shliach kabbalah. So that's more mao polik. Does he argue? Because our mission didn't mention that, so Zagmara says, no, Shani, we hei biyotcha. This is what Rabbi Chanina said before, that yehei li biyotcha, right? Yehei li biyotcha, it should really have the yehei li. He makes says, Shani, we hei biyotcha, Shani, we yehei li biyotcha. Depends what he says. If it says yehei biyotcha, yehei li biyotcha. So if you say yehei li biyotcha, then it's a shliach kabbalah. Yehei biyotcha, then that taka is a meaningless lashon, and then it might only be like the Korban Eid said before, a pikadon. Okay? So as an army chizker, on a yad reshiv seifa, I know the beginning and the end, meaning I know a contradiction, which I can resolve. Ishachas also shliach kabel gita mishluche abau. A certain woman made a shliach to accept a get from the husband's emissaries. So it's agent from agent. We said before it's no good. Asuv the kumi Rav. Rav said Omar imrotzal lahachzir lo yachzir. Rav said it's a valid shlichus, the shliach kabbalah, and the shliach lalocha is also good. And if he wants to renege, he can't renege on the deal. Once it goes sands of the shliach. Now, Amar Avunim Shem Rav. I'm sorry, Bechavish does Rav. Rav seems to contradict itself. Tam Rav Huna b'shem Rav. Rav Huna is the name Rav elsewhere. Eina isho seh shliach kabel gita mishluchei bala. A woman can't make a shliach to accept a get from a husband's agent. And here it says it works. Locho marachin. Here it says the opposite. So Ani Yomer, so he says, very interesting answer. He says, Acha delas haya omeid v'shamas kola. This is a case where he was standing behind the door and heard his wife. It was in Beit Din, and the husband and wife don't want to come into contact with each other. So one standing in one room and the other standing in the other room, right? So it happens very frequently, I assume. So in this case, he knew that she appointed Shliach Kabbalah. And nevertheless, he appointed Shliach Holocha. In that case, we say it's not a bizoyan of the husband. Right? In that case, we say the husband acquiesces, obviously, because he knew that she appointed Shliach Kabbalah. So, and he appointed Shliach Holocha after that. So then I say that in that case, one shliach can give the get to another shliach, because the problem was bizoyin abal, and he'll be upset, but in this case, obviously, he knew about it and accepted it. Okay, new Mishnah. Eish Yishama Yiskabel Igiti, a woman who said, accept for me my get, Tzirah Shteki Teidim, she needs two sets of Eidim. Shnayim Shiyomer Fanenu Amra, two people in front of which, who say that she appointed them a shliach in front of us. She appointed him or Shliach in front of us. Vishnaim Shiru Fanenu Kibel and two say that he accepted the get in front of us. The Korah and ripped it because there's a halacha you rip a get when you receive it. A few later, it could be the same witnesses who witnessed the bestowing of the authorization and a witness giving the get. That makes no difference. It could be one of the first said, one of the other said, somebody else joining with them. It doesn't matter, but you need two witnesses. Now, who accepts a get? Now, Maras, the girl's betrothed, and she's between 12 and 12 and a half. Hiva via kamiz gita, either she or her father can accept her get. There are no two hands which can accept a get. It's always only one. Until she's 12 and a half, her father is the sole authority to accept her get. Now, when she's a katana, she's not old enough to watch her get, and her husband, then any cholish guy, she can't be divorced altogether, even if you give it to her father. She's too young. Katana shami skabli giti, a girl who said to, we had this previously, girl who said to Shliach, accept my get, ain't get a chigiliyah, that's not a get until it reaches her hands. Because she has no authority to appoint the Shliach. The vehicle there from Ratza Baal Achzir, if her husband wants to renege, Yachzir, he can renege, even after the get is in the hands of Shliach. Shena Katana is the Shliach, because the Kohen cannot make an agent. Bimama la Ovia, say Vikabela Biti Gita, if however the father said to the agent, go and accept my daughter's get, in Ratza Achzir lo Yachzir, then, the guy can't renege because the Shliach Kabbalah is acting on behalf of the father, not on behalf of the daughter. That's a call for a Mishnah. What about who Moda? What about where the agent agrees that he was the Shliach and that he received the get? Why can't he be a witness also? So it's interesting. Yushami doesn't talk about Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. Maybe Yushami doesn't hold the problem of Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. The Bavli says a Shliach cannot become an aid. Yushami doesn't bring that down. Yushami says, Tipat Shliach Karav, so about where the Shliach was a relative. She appointed her relative to accept the get. So you see that the Ein Achnami Shliach can become an aid. Adam Rasha Karav Nasa Shliach. They teach us that a witness can become, a relative can become a Shliach. And that's why we're not assuming that the Shliach is one of the aidim. Okay, going to the next part of Mishnah. Nam Rasa. Now I should write that down. Seems a Bavli. Seems a Yerushalmi. Okay. Now, truth is, we paskin, but the Ein Shliach not say by the Raisas, but by the Rabbanan they can. By the Rabbanan, Shliach can become a witness on whatever Shliach was. So, but Lamais, the Yerushalmi doesn't bring down the whole thing. So it sounds like Yerushalmi doesn't hold it all together. Nam Rasiva Aviv Kabbigita, Reshlogish Amarka Machlokas Begitin, Kach Machlokas Bekidushin. The same level as the Abagin, who could accept a get, is Machlokes Bekidushin, whether when she's a Nara, between 12 and 12 and a half, both father and the Ark accept Kiddushin, or only the father. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Yochanan says, no, by Kiddushin, Akomodim Kiddushin, Shavia Mekacher Velohi. By Kiddushin, everybody agrees the father is in charge, not her. By get, it could be either or, but by Kiddushin, it's always he. Motor Reish Lakish Bisuna, and Reish Lakish also concedes that even if Kiddushin, she can marry herself off of Kiddushin, but Nisuin, when it comes to actually moving in with her husband, law calling men alas, she has no authority to move in on her own. You know why? Bottom line. Lafsi Maisa Deavia, because when she moves in with her husband, her father loses her handiwork. Until then, he owns her handiwork. This is not a question of love and romance, a question of money. So it comes to money, the father's not willing to relinquish his rights. Went to be Makadish, so he doesn't learn to lose the handiwork yet. But when he's suing, later lose the handiwork, and daddy is not willing to he doesn't relinquish unless only in his own authority. Okay, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. Ain't das it's leviyot. Ain't la das it's leviyot. According to Rabbi Yochanan, she has no das in the place where there she has a father. Ain't as a shliach can make a shliach. Das reish lokish yesh la das it's leviyot. She does have das even where she has a father. Vios a shliach, she can get make a shliach as well. Masisa plig Rabbi Yochanan seems that the Mishnah argues Rabbi Yochanan says a yish mekadesh bo v'shlucha. It says a man could be married he himself or by an agent. Va'isha miskesh bo v'shluchah says a woman that doesn't differentiate can marry she and her agent. So this is more note. It's talking about pasul b'gdol. It's talking about a woman over 12 and a half. But a woman up to 12 and a half, she cannot. Okay. Says the Gemara v'atiyah. Then we learn katana shor miskabli giti eno get that she akia get liyoda. Wait a minute, doesn't it say a katana who said, accept my get for me? It's not a get until it reaches her hands, but when it reaches her hands, it is a valid get. How come? So it says, her husband's got to get it, her father's got to get it. Plus, I love be a soima. That's talking about an orphan. How can you say it's talking about an orphan? But he doesn't say, Amar lo avia. So her father said, go accept from my daughter her divorce. If the father said it should become a shliach kabbalah on behalf of the father, and there's no reneging. So it says that she's got a father. So he explains it's sunny. So the Mishnah has two parts. It goes in two directions. Part of it's talking about a case where she has no father. In the end, it's talking about where she does have a father. Okay? Let's just go to the bottom of the page. Masis will take another 2 minutes. Masis will play a Rish Lakish. The Mishnah also seems to argue Rish Lakish. The following the Mishnah says, Ish Makadish is Bito, Kshi Nara, Bo, Ubishlucho. A man can marry off his daughter when she's a Nara. Both he and his agent can marry off his daughter, but not her agent. According to Rish Lakish, she should be able to marry herself off as well, right? So says my pastor Rabbi, that's going to Rabbi Yehuda. And a Rabbi knows she can marry herself off as well. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, "Ain't shtei dam zogos kachas." It's only one has the right, only him, the father, and that's what the mission is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Says my to Rabbi Yossi. But it's not a continuation of the previous sugi. It's a new thing. Rabbi Yossi said, it's a carbonated, takes out the Dalit. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Chad bar Rav, nothing in base vado. A certain student came out of the base medrash. Amrei said, "Nafa goes to Rabbi Yochanan, Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, that by kiddushin only your father can marry off, not she herself." B'samchi no lavi, and we rely on that rabbi who came out of the base medrash and told us the halacha. And love itzarach mismoch lavi. No, it might not be that he was a reliable rabbi. Ella, but the habis min yamal etigni was like from the pot to the frying, from the water to the frying pan. Meaning that it was very, very close. When he came out of the base medrash, he had just come out of the base medrash a few moments ago, and therefore he could not have forgotten what they said. So if you have a guy that's not so reliable, in this case, it was like suddenly a fish which went right out of the sea into the frying pan. It was so quick, so he surely remembered. Okay? Says Chavrayin Amin, the Chavrayin said, there was another Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Whether chotzer means whether your yard can acquire your get for or your kedushin for you, or your four amos can acquire your get for you actually by kedushin into arba amos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar yesh lechotzer yesh arba amos. So Yochanan says a nara has the concept of a chotzer and arba amos. That type of shlichus she has. Shlokeshamar ain lechotzer vein lem arba amos. The Reish Lakish says she doesn't have a chotzer nor arba amos, because obviously this is not the type of shliach which requires bestowal of agency. It's like an automatic shliach. So the question is, does a nara have such a shlichus, or even a shlichus like this she doesn't have, because just like she can't authorize a shliach where she has a father, so she doesn't have the shlichus of a chotzer or a dalet amos. Okay, even that. Actually, you know the way the Korban Ein learns it, I didn't realize it's talking about a ketana, not about a nara. So sorry about Gdola, I guess, would have a chotzer and arba amos. That'd be considered to be an extension of herself. If she can accept a get, then she can her chotzer or dalet amos can accept a get as well. The question is by a ketana, does she have a get, a chotzer and dalet amos? That's what the Gemara is asking, and it's a machlokus. Right, Reish Lakish says ain lechotzer. Rabbi Yochanan says she does, and Reish Lakish says she doesn't. Rabbi Lozim Rabbi Chotzer pleaded. Rabbi Lozim says that chotzer is the machlokas, but arba amos she doesn't have. And the Korban Ein explains daud amos takonis lachamim, that your daud amos considered like yours as if you get it takonis lachamim to make it and work more efficient, you know, more speedily. I don't know if speed is the right word. More effectively. So they didn't give such takana to a ketana, only to a gdola. Okay, we'll come back to the issue tomorrow.